This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know what was another surprise to me? Lamar Jackson not showing up to the game last night.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's not like Derek Carr, like get him out because we're done with him. I would think that Lamar being there would be additive.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I do think we won't see him play another game in Baltimore.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, Fox Sports rules analyst Mike Pereira. Still to come, Tampa Bay Times Bucks writer Rick Stroud. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. If you missed the first 2 hours, I say this with the all due respect, where have you been? You know, I know you got stuff going on. If you missed the first 2 hours of the program, you missed Michael Irvin. You also missed Mike Pereira talking Shame about what's going on with Replay Assist, a.k.a. video review of spots of footballs and whether feet are down or not in real time and how it's changing the way the playoffs are being played, quite frankly. Don't worry. We've got a backstop. It's called the Roku channel that we're watching on. We re-air as soon as this show is over on Channel 210. There's also the video on demand service as part of the Rich Eisen Show page on the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs and Amazon Fire TV, the Roku app and the Roku channel.com. There's also our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Please hit us with a subscribe there. We put a large portion of our day up every single day. And also there's our Twitter feed at Rich Eisen Show, and there's our podcast version. All 3 hours of this show you can listen back on demand. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Kind enough to join in at a very busy day, because I'm sure the Buccaneers are having their day after end of season press conferences all day today and media availability. Joining us from the Tampa Bay Times, our friend Rick Stroud, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Rick?
Doing good, Rich. I missed the first 2 hours, but it looks like I'm going to have a lot of time to catch up on the Rich Eisen Show. Waiting for Tom Brady news.
What do you think? What was your interpretation of the press conference yesterday, Rick, last night?
Yeah, you know, the last question, or the last response he had was sort of a it can be interpreted a lot of different ways, right? I mean, he has told a lot of people that he truly is undecided about what he, you know, what's going to happen with his career, where he would go, if he will play, all those things. And yet, you know, I think he understood, too, that this may be the last time he's in front of us. And, you know, the one thing about Tom is, you know, we talked about this, you know, for a guy that's an international superstar in terms of an athlete and celebrity quarterback and all that, he's really done a nice job. He has a lot of humility. And I think he did want to convey that, you know, so far the time he has spent, I mean, look, he retired a year ago and he came back, so who the hell knows, but that he has enjoyed, you know, his time in Tampa. But it felt the whole day, Rich, I mean, at the end of the game, I think the thing that struck me maybe more so than what he said on the podium was, you know, we're down there when the game ended, and I've never seen his mom and dad kind of go on to the, not the playing surface or the field, but just, you know, outside the tunnel there as he was coming off on the turf side. And, you know, he stopped and gave them a hug and a kiss. And I've never seen him out there before. And then on their way out of the stadium, you know, his mom was choking back tears. And it struck me as, do they know, you know, that maybe that's the last game he plays. So there's just all this sort of mystery going on. And legitimately, like, you know, it's going to be a daily watch, right, to see if and when Tom makes a decision. And I don't think it'll be for some time. I think the mistake he knows he made a year ago was rushing it and coming out. Actually, you know, the news came out before he was ready, but announcing on February 1st that he was retiring. And that won't happen this time. And I'm sure you have plenty of questions about, well, if he plays where, and we can get to that. But it felt to me like if it wasn't goodbye, it was so you know, so long for now. I mean, it just didn't sit right.
Well, I mean, just the way that the season went in Tampa, you get the sense, Rick, that his time in Tampa's through, that it's run its course. I mean, it was in a remarkable first season, obviously. And then last season wound up finishing shy of what they had all hoped. And then this year was born out of who knows what, right? With a change in coaching as well, where Arian steps away and You know, that could be a 30 for 30 in itself, what happened between February 1st and then the time where Brady decided to return and Arians decided to retire. But I just get the sense that, you know, with the play calling as it was and the running game wasn't there and the protection up front, clearly, you know, injuries had something to do with it. It just was off. It was off all year. When I saw in Munich, that was as good as it got maybe all year, that game in Germany. And I just get the sense that that might be a farewell to Tampa, to me, Rick.
Well, it could be, and you can interpret it that way, I suppose. I would say this, and you know, you make a good point almost from the beginning. And look, you can't divorce yourself, and I use that term coincidentally, from the personal problems he underwent. I mean, this is a guy who came to camp, and 2 days into camp, he finds out, or is informed, or it's confirmed to him that he's getting a divorce. And then he leaves camp for 10 days. And even the most prepared quarterback in the world doesn't prepare that way, right? And so now we saw the emotional strain. We saw the weight loss. We saw the 3-5 start and him at his locker for 25 minutes after the Ravens game the next day the divorce was final. Those are real things, right? Those are real complex issues he's dealing with emotionally. And while the team, you know, second day of training camp loses his starting center, so many things are happening around him. This was never a football team that really had the stability in terms of its offensive line and other key places. They lose Shaq Barrett that was going to really be a Super Bowl contender. Everybody says that if you have Tom Brady, you just assume that's the case. But it was never the case. And then, you know, without a running game, he goes out and he throws it 730-something times. He eclipses last year's mark. So all of that kind of piled up on him. And I talked to Clyde Christensen the other day, and he said, you know, playing quarterback in this league is hard for anybody, right? It's one of the hardest jobs you could do. He goes, but imagine, you know, you're running a marathon, and every couple miles somebody puts another weight belt on you. And then they put, you know, some lead shoes. And then they put on, and he said, you know, he was carrying all these different layers of weight throughout the season, and he kind of dragged them into the playoffs, you know, with the four or five fourth quarter comebacks. It was a heavy lift for him at age 45 with all that's going on. I don't think he blames the Bucs for any of this. In fact, and this might surprise you, until yesterday, and I still don't really know anything, but I think, you know, there's a lot of guys in this building and even people that are close to Tom outside of this building that say, listen, don't underestimate his relationship with the Glazer family, his gratitude towards them, everything they have given him, anything he has wanted, the front office and their response to him, living in Florida. You know, he has made it work, not living full-time with his three children for an entire season, by living here. You know, Davis Islands has an executive airport two blocks away from his house. His kids fly in, he picks them up. It's worked, and he loves his teammates. And so to think you're going to go somewhere else out west, you know, for 1 year, he's year to year now, learn a whole new system, a new place to live, new coaches, it doesn't seem as likely in some regards as just, hey, let's fix this. Let's try to fix this. We need offensive linemen. You know, what can we do to get better? How can I be better? All of that. Maybe we won't have the year of injuries that we had. So I was, you know, kind of being led to believe that, look, don't discount Tampa Bay simply because of where he's at in his life and football. And so we'll see if he does play first, and then he's going to have a lot of opportunities. We know that. But there's a lot of personal reasons that this works for him. It didn't work this season, and we've kind of talked about that, but it still could work.
Excellent points there, Rick, and one of the many reasons why I have you on. And just to, I guess, put this wrap this up, and before moving on to a couple other items here, maybe that's how you can interpret what he said at the end of the press conference last night to you and the rest of the local reporters, to give him the space that he wanted throughout this entire season. There's a lot of personal stuff that could have gotten out, rumors, conjecture, and all of that.
Yeah.
And maybe he's genuinely expressing gratitude for giving him that space. You know, it's entirely possible.
It's possible because, again, you know, I've had one of the few one-on-ones with him. I just say this, he's very present. Like, you know, he's genuine, and I do think he's caring about a lot of things. And it was tough. And, you know, everybody knew a lot of things, but, you know, there's a difference between, you know, gossip magazines and journalism, and there was no filings. There was no spokespeople talking about it. So you had to respect the fact that children were involved in all that. So maybe that was it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different interpretations. Or maybe he simply doesn't know. And he says, hey, if 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now, I decide I'm never playing again or I'm playing someplace else, here's my opportunity right now. The cameras are on me right now before I end this season and maybe my career or maybe my career in Tampa. Let me get this out and thank people because he genuinely feels that way. So there's a lot of reasons. We'll find out. The people I've talked to sort of indicated they truly don't. He truly doesn't know, and that the one mistake he's not going to make is rushing through a decision.
Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times, here on the Rich Eisen Show. So the tombstone for the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's the epitaph? This team was 8-10. Why? What do you got for me?
They weren't good enough. They just simply were never good enough. And you know, every NFL season, there's never one thing, right? You have to be a little lucky in this league, Rich. The year they won the Super Bowl, COVID, right? Bruce Arians kept everybody in the building, kept everybody healthy. There was no vaccines. They were the healthiest team in the NFL when they got to the Super Bowl. The guys were close. They didn't leave the facility. Everybody, of course, was bought in, you know, to Tom and what they could do. And it just, you know, certain things happen. I think when you look at the construction of this team this year, you know, you lose an Ali Marpet who retires at 28 in the offseason. Okay, it starts there. 28 years old. They weren't prepared for that. You lose Alex Kappa, the other guard who goes to Cincinnati. Second day of camp, Ryan Jensen goes down for the season. No Gronkowski. I mean, we're not talking about what Rob Gronkowski
right.
means to Tom Brady all these years, especially as a blocker. But more than that, how about a confidant? How about the yin to his yang, you know? And Rob's never had a bad day. And, oh, by the way, at Thanksgiving, he called these guys and said, I'm bored. I want to come back. Let's talk about this. And they did. And they were going to put him on the practice squad. And he was like, practice squad? They're like, okay, we'll put you on the regular roster. Give yourself a couple weeks. And he thought about it and couldn't pull the trigger.
This year?
So
that happened this year?
This year, that happened Thanksgiving, yeah.
This year,
yes.
Wow.
I wrote about it, man. You gotta read me every day, Rick.
Sorry, Rick.
no.
I'm a 53-year-old with a lot of ish going on, you know. So
you got a few things going on.
Yeah.
No, but it happened this year. And furthermore, he told them, hey, next season, I might just do it the right way. Just come back and play the whole season. So, you know, these are the things that I think affected him. In addition to the injuries along the way, you had – you know, Chris Godwin coming off an ACL and an MCL, and he goes out the first week, and no one can believe he plays, and then he pulls his hamstring. You've got Donovan Smith, hyperextends his elbow the first week. You got Tristan Wirfs missing 3 games. They just couldn't build any momentum, and you have to have momentum in this league. You know, games have momentum, and seasons have momentum, and they could never get it. They could never retain it. Even when they went to Germany and you were there, they played their best game, bye week. It's like, okay, natural break here. So they just couldn't make it work this season, along with all the problems we just talked about that Tom was going through, which has to have an effect on you. So new coach, new approaches to things just didn't work. And the question is going forward is, can they make it work?
Well, in terms of going forward, Rick, so what's the timeline? I guess Brady would have to let them know right around the time where he decided to come back last year, right on the eve of the new league
yeah.
year. So anybody that might leave might stick around, and then if not, is Plan B Kyle Trask? Is he ready? Like, what's the scoop on that?
Yeah, well, he's definitely not ready because he hasn't taken but about, you know, 9 throws in his career. He got in a game for the first time in Atlanta and, you know, hit 33%. So nobody knows what Kyle Trask is. He's worked his butt off. That's great, but you haven't seen him in a game. Blaine Gabbert's a free agent, greatest 33-year-old quarterback no one has seen for about 5 years. So there's a lot of you know, unknowns with respect to the quarterback position, and that's why, you know, if the Bucs were going to go the free agent route or make a trade, you know, Tom could do them a favor by at least telling them that he's not in it for here. And I don't know that he'll do that. I think he could even wait, Rich, until free agency plays out and see which team, you know, is built the best for his needs and what suits him. You know, listen, if you were just going to paint a perfect scenario as far as his life goes, Miami still makes the most sense, right? Because that's where his family is. That's where his children are, his ex-wife. They've got a great team with a bunch of fast receivers that he can get the ball out quick to, and a good defense, and it's on and on. You know, if you're talking about the Raiders, I mean, you want to play against Patrick Mahomes twice a year? You want to play against that quarterback with the Chargers? I mean, I don't know if you're going to make the playoffs. I know in the NFC South you could. So he's going to take his time. I think it would be, you know, right around free agency or maybe even after that shortly. But these guys are going to want to know. But they, as they said last year, man, they're going to leave the light on for him.
I bet. Rick Stroud, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Will you be at the combine or down the road?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope to see you there, Rick.
Yeah, let's. That one's on me. All right, let's do it.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Rick Stroud.
Sounds great.
Right back
thanks.
At you. Rick Stroud, always a great chat. I had not heard that. That Gronk said I'm bored?
Now, with all due respect to Rick, we're not regular Tampa Times consumers on a daily basis. But...
What?
I don't remember that getting out. I don't really remember.
Dude, if he had come back, he's not just his running buddy and a blocker. That's the red zone. That's what unlocks the key in the red zone. Last night when he threw one up for grabs and people are like, why aren't you running it? Because they can't run it.
Yeah, did you watch any of
the games? They can't run it. It's been their problem all year. Gronk is the key because they would be able to run it if he was there and then play pass and then... Wow. I hadn't heard that.
Me neither.
Let me just take a break, come back, and one thing that Rick just said about where Tom Brady can play, let's linger on that one a little bit.
They had 52 rushing yards last night.
Dude. I mean, that's just not even worthy of it. It's just, that's it. They couldn't run it. He said they weren't good enough. They couldn't run it. That's why they weren't good enough. Top five storylines to emerge from Super Wild Card Weekend. That's coming up. Don't miss it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, powered by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. How about this idea, man? This would set
everything on fire. And if Brady wants to keep playing football, this is the way to do it. If he wants to keep playing football and give himself a shot at winning one and give himself a situation where he would be set up personally in a way that pleases him, he would go to the Miami Dolphins. It makes total, complete sense, except for the fact that Tua is there. And I don't know, man. It would be wild if Brady shows up to turn Tua into the Jalen Hurts of this equation. And it would be wild. And I don't mean MVP quarterback NFL. I mean what Tua did to Jalen Hurts, or was done to Jalen Hurts by inserting Tua and take a starting job away. That's the reference I was making, because the way that Hurts is balling out, I need to be more specific. It would be off the charts that if Brady, with the quickest trigger in the league, is behind a line that can run block to support him finding maybe the fastest receivers off the line. And Brady protects himself in a way that Tua clearly cannot right now. And I know you're sitting here saying, well, the guy has got a concussion history. Part of the way he gets hit is the fact that he takes risks or doesn't get rid of the football in a way that Brady can. Brady protects himself is essentially what I'm saying, in a way that few other quarterbacks can. And then if he wants to go out by showing up in his old AFC East digs and show up to take on a Buffalo Bills team that Skylar Thompson had a shot to beat. What if Brady was behind that line in this game? He's not throwing an interception on third and long from his own, 8-yard line like Thompson did to switch the momentum of that game. That ain't happening. The defense that they're putting together to support Brady, I know he did. I get it. And that's the part of the equation that a lot of people might be pushing back, that I'm not pointing out how he's less than the Brady than we're used to seeing. I think it's just asked and answered. The question is, as I've said earlier in the show, and I said a couple weeks ago, it's up to Brady to decide whether his current abilities still meets the standard of his playing abilities in his mind, of what his standard is. If it meets his standard, and I think it still does personally, then I think he'll still play in Miami. Could you imagine he goes back into New England as a member of the Dolphins? He shows up in the Jets world and he reminds the Bills who really owns them, not the Pegulas, it's him. Can you imagine as a member of the Dolphins to go out the door? And all these questions about can the Dolphins succeed in the cold weather? Coach McDaniel won't have to wear T-shirts to psych his players up. I'll tell you that. Right. This quarterback won't have to remind everybody that it snows in parts of Alabama. Right? So, man, is that enticing. He's going to be a free agent. It's coming. If he wants to make that happen, I'll say it. He knows where the Ross boat is docked.
Hey, now.
So he can make it happen.
Yeah.
And it's up to them. Do they want to, like I said earlier, Do they want to stop, place on hold their quarterback plan? And the issue is, can Tua's health put it on hold to begin with?
Healthy. Yeah, that's the thing. 3 concussions this year. That's a lot. That's just in. And we don't know if he's going to be cleared to play next year. They said he's going to be back, but...
And that they intend him to be back. He's their starting quarterback.
We have no idea. Hey, Tua, you know what? Take the year off. Get healthy. Get your mind and body right.
Sure.
We're going to have
We'll see you on the other
we're
side.
We're going to have Tom come in, and we'll see you in 2024. Who says no to that? Maybe Tua. Yeah. He's still going to get paid.
I don't know, man. Miami. For Tom Brady.
Remember, I keep coming back to it.
Wow.
This was the plan the whole time.
Just when the AFC.
Brady and Sean Payton. That was the plan for 2020.
Well, Sean Payton's not going. I think McDaniel's. I mean, look.
No, I know. I think McDaniel's totally fine.
Right.
I'm just saying, but originally the plan was Miami.
I think he's good. I think Brady's enticed by what McDaniel's cooking there. Yeah. Okay. I think he's enticed by that.
Tom just needs protected. If he has time, he can protect stand back himself. There and pick you apart all day.
He can protect himself. He needs a running game.
Give him 2 seconds to throw.
He needs to make sure nobody's coming up right in front of him. Nobody's putting pressure up the middle. And the running game is a key aspect of keeping that pressure off of him. He'll take care of the rest. He'll take care of the rest. He'll protect himself, and he will find these guys in stride. I mean, that's his game. Throw it inside. You know, quick passes, go. Oh, yeah, that's his game. That's enticing.
I was going to say, and the most important thing about the Dolphins, they don't see Micah Parsons, but they do. Dolphins play the Cowboys next year.
How about that? Mike Del Tufo, I need NFL Films music. I have a top five.
Hey.
Now that Super Wild Card Weekend is in the books. You got that one?
Super.
Wild Card Weekend's in the books. We won't be hearing Wile E. Coyote for a while until obviously the big week of the bowl.
I'm going to miss it.
All right, here we go. Top five storylines to come out of Wild Card Weekend. Number five on the list. This is something we're not talking about because we've seen 4 games since it happened. But the Jacksonville Jaguars are one of the final 8 teams in the NFL.
Love it.
This year.
Love it.
This is what every league wants. Your team's in the dumpster fire. Your team is choosing the first pick in the draft. Doesn't matter. Possibilities are limitless, and you could turn things around right now. Every league wants that. Every league is baseball. Major League Baseball would kill to have the worst team in the league every year have a chance to win the World Series. We all know that that team's season is usually over by, you know, Memorial Day if they're lucky. The Jacksonville Jaguars have turned this around. They got the coach right. They've got the roster right. How delightful was Christian Kirk yesterday? And if you missed that interview, go listen to it. But let's not discount it. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who have picked first overall in the last 2 drafts, are going to Kansas City to try and one and done the Chiefs after one and dunning the Chargers. They could take down the 2 AFC West teams that made the playoffs, and that's the division that we all thought was the deepest end of the pool, even though the NFC East wound up putting 3 teams in the divisional round in the NFC. That's number five. Number four, speaking of the NFC having 3 teams in the divisional playoff weekend, the number four storyline to come out of Super Wild Card Weekend. Is this the new Daniel Jones? Is this what we got now? Because this guy is like a Terminator. He is throwing it in windows, tight windows, and he is sticking it where it needs to be. And he is running down your 17 carries. A couple times it was just like, is that Taysom Hill out there or Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Right? And then you know my comparison that I made on yesterday's program. Colin Kaepernick. He's big. He's tall. He's fast. He's got a cannon of an arm. And he can run down right past you. 3 strides and it's a first down. Because if this Daniel Jones is the new Daniel Jones, look out, Philadelphia. Yeah, look seriously. Out. Now, the problem is we haven't seen it with regularity since he got drafted. I mean, there have been flashes. You've picked him up probably when you're streaming a quarterback in your fantasy league, hoping that you catch that week that he is the runner and thrower that he can be. But that was unbelievable. Number three on this list. Simply put, Lamar Jackson, smoke or fire? What is happening? Because something appears to be up there. Even though all of his teammates have said, we love him. Marlon Humphrey's like, he's limping around here. You don't see him. He's limping around here. Calais Campbell, I think he's, we should keep him. He's Mark Andrews, love him. He's my guy. They're all saying that in the locker room yesterday. Everything, and the coach, I love him. He's been rehabbing. I'm not there when he's rehabbing. He's doing that with the trainers. We love him. But everything else points to they're done with each other. Everything else, my spidey sense is picking something up. And I can't shake it. I can't, because two things. Why wasn't he there on the sideline? Okay, why wasn't he there on the sideline? Why? Because, knee swelling, it's traveling and all that stuff. Like, Baltimore to Cincinnati was like my flight to Munich, right? Come on. All right? And then there are trainers. I sit down. Your knee's swelling. I sit down. Because, what, you're not additive on the sideline there? Unless you're not additive by being on the sideline there. And then there's the tweet that he put out about his injury. Who does that? We pointed out on the show, what if Big Ben had done it? We'd be all like, what's that about? That's weird. Here we're all like, oh, Lamar's showing everybody what hurts him. What was this about? Because I can guarantee you this. I don't need to go too digging on this. No team in the NFL wants their player to tweet this stuff out. And by the way, you can Google what a PCL strain 3 is. That's a tear. So he's on the borderline of a knee tear? Really? And if that's the case, and the team wasn't saying anything about it, and so is he calling out his training staff? Because they can't respond. I'm telling you, it could wind up being he's their guy and they sign him or franchise tag him and he's cool. And that, you know, smoke or fire. That's the smoke. And the fire is they're done with each other, because everything else from the contract to this point screams. If it was anybody else and the players weren't saying what they're saying, the coach wasn't saying what they were saying, they're done. And that's going to resonate. And the only quarterback situation that's going to overtake that is number two on the list is what we've been talking about for much of this show. And what does Tom Brady do next? I mean, that's, you know, stop the presses. What does Tom Brady do next after what we saw last night? Number one on the list of the top five storylines to come out of Super Wild Card Weekend. Brock Purdy is still batting 1,000. That's it. Can this guy really do it? As I said earlier, he was drafted in the final pick of the draft, as we all know. And, you know, I feel for the Mr. Irrelevant group of people who are, you know, probably over the moon. That, hey, we had Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant. But, you know, kind of busts the myth of irrelevancy, don't you think? But long story short is he's drafted in between Tom Brady in the 6th round and Kurt Warner undrafted. And this is the magic carpet ride, if he pulls this thing off, that you can only compare it to. I just see the photograph. I'm getting goosebumps even thinking about Brady with his hands on his head as the guy in his young 20s. Can't believe it. Best. Can't believe I just won the Super Bowl. Kurt Warner, all you got to do is just rent or check out American Underdog. It's a really nice movie. That's it. The rest of the team's ready to win. Can this kid keep batting 1,000? And that's your top five.
Need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
I have one more. Look, as we know in this sport we all love, it is about possibilities. It is about imagining things that you think are impossible. And you know, it's also about, you know what? Communication, right? About being on the same page. And that's how you can pull off what one would think is unimaginable. And this is my last storyline. What game-changing discoveries will Albert Einstein make with his new cell reception? That's the other aspect of Super Wild Card Weekend that I think is a top storyline. Because it's right there in front of us. We see it all the time. It's nonstop. I mean, it's right there for us to see. One of the most brilliant creators and brilliant sharpest minds.
Albert Einstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got new cell reception. What discoveries can he make? Even he's so excited, he leaves his bicycle behind. And it's faster than his running. We all see it. We all know it. And I can't wait to see it again because we're gonna. And that's my top five storylines to come out of Super Wildcard Weekend.
Wow.
That's up there with Brock Purdy still batting 1,000.
I think so.
Imagine.
Yeah, it is.
How life-changing this could be now that he's got new cell reception.
Yeah. How many zeros? I just want to know how many zeros.
That he got?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I mean,
got to be at least 6 zeros in there.
Has to be 6 zeros.
It's nonstop. It's
never ending.
It doesn't stop.
Never ending.
And it just gives me more food for thought about what possible new creations could come out of the fact that he's got more reliable cell reception. Because the other one, as you know, was kaput.
See, I think we're going to go in the other direction.
What do you think?
I think we're going to get a new character. Like, who's he going to play next?
I don't know. I think they shot this probably in the summer. They clearly like this one. There's not any more in the shoot. There can't be. And if there is, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, there's still two more big events. We still got divisional
got nothing against. I got. I love Paul Giamatti and Cicely
weekend.
Strong.
Super Bowl.
Cicely Strong is strong.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
But what do you think of my other idea? Of my other topics, though.
The other topics were. You know,
am I missing anything?
Jermaine, to come out of this weekend, nothing Buffalo.
I don't think so. I know the storyline coming out of Buffalo right now is like, is Josh Allen's mistakes going to do anything, you know, harmful in the long run? It's kind of difficult to peg him as the issue.
Now, I talking about the matchup coming up, I think it was Orlovsky I was watching yesterday. It was like, or maybe it was Ryan Clark. The Bills really can't rush the passer. And the Bengals can't protect Burrow. So something's got to give there, you know.
One more thing.
Yeah.
This NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free. The wild card round just finished up. The divisional round you can check out. The AFC and NFC championship games, the Pro Bowl games, and Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Am I the only one who's completely obsessed with Albert Einstein at this point?
Well, I think you're a little higher on the obsessed list than we are.
I mean, how do you, I don't know how you could just watch it and just put it out of mind.
Well, it's unavoidable.
Right.
It's unavoidable.
It's very avoidable.
How?
there's a remote
but they're
with
airing
the arrows
during,
that point this
but
way.
During the games we're watching.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I
do. You flip around?
Nobody sits and watches commercials.
I do.
Oh.
Clearly.
Well, live sports, you kind of forced to.
Yeah, you never know when you have to, it's coming back.
I mean, look, you asked a question. Plus, I'm just giving you
I'm staying tuned. Maybe this is just me. I'm staying tuned to find out what new discoveries Einstein might make with his new cell reception. Because it's more reliable. The previous one was kaput. Brilliant! I mean, I could do that whole commercial in my sleep now.
Yeah, please Rich, don't. Another quarterback who wears number 12 talked about his future.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
After the break.
Andrew Luck?
So I guess we're done with Einstein now?
Andrew Luck?
I'm moving on. It's time to go to break.
Wow.
Andrew Luck?
not Andrew Luck.
I'm not done beating this bit into the ground. I'll tell you that.
I'm aware.
There's a whole 3-hour show tomorrow.
Are you here tomorrow?
There is. Look at him. This guy. Could you imagine if his cell reception was better?
I can't.
I would imagine
you probably would have imagined the cell phone before anyone else.
I would imagine that Einstein would have just like fixed the cell phone reception on his own.
By the way,
came up with some type of system.
That guy right there, great in billions. Awesome. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-2-0.
If Belichick's a genius, call me Einstein.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Forgot about that one.
Wow. There he is. Awesome. In sideways. Great.
All right. our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Know your numbers. That's what NetSuite wants to make sure you are doing for your business. Top of 2023. What a perfect time for you to take a look at how you're running your business. And if you think there's something up with your visibility that's holding you back, I've got the answer. It's called NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Over 33,000 businesses know their numbers because NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and of course, inventory, so you can manage your risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve your margins. Look, you've got to know your numbers, know your business, and get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio.
Rich, I'm assuming that your wife was gone out of town, right?
Over what, the last few days?
Yeah, because she just sent a text and said, "So glad I'm back in the country for this content."
Yes,
Nope Manor.
Yes, she is. She is in Dallas. She was at her friend Deborah Brett, who is a delightful human being on the planet. Her birthday party in Europe.
Oh, nice.
Actually, she tapped out for a few days.
Well, apparently she's happy she made it back in time for this content.
Welcome back, sweetheart. Can you imagine I turn to Suze, I'm like, hey, what do you want to watch tonight? You want to watch the latest episode of 1923? Because if you do that with your spouse, you have to mix it up with other shows.
Yes.
And they've got to be like really, like, yeah, do you want to watch a documentary?
Slide it in. Slide it in.
1923, do you want to watch that? Or MILF Manor?
MILF Hunter?
Like what? Huh?
Oh, wait
what? You just got to make sure, that's got to be an aside.
Yeah, you just slip it right in.
My goodness gracious.
Catch up on White Lotus.
Let's get, watch it.
MILF Manor.
What else you can This guy.
It's not my fault. No. It's not. It's
it
not
is.
My,
you laugh.
It's not my fault.
Straight face.
I told you I can't be held responsible.
And scene. What do you have over there? When we went to break, you said another number 12 is talking about their future.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that would be one Aaron Rodgers. What do you have over there?
Aaron Rodgers.
On Pat. Oh, it's a Tuesday.
Back on Pat, looking good.
Okay.
Just said, quote, about being coming back, not ready mentally or emotionally to make the decision.
Okay.
Quote, I just need some time. I'm either all in or I'm out. So Aaron's still thinking things over.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, you're either all in. I'm either like 100% gung-ho, let's do this. And if you're even a fraction of that,
right,
I'm out. If you're thinking about retiring, you've already retired.
I'd love for some person to basically say, you know what, I will come back half-heartedly. And I have done that.
Or if you're just like, I'm doing it for the money. I'm back because
I'm doing it. My heart's half in it.
Yeah.
60.
You know? I hope he plays. The league's far more interesting with 12 quarterbacking the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe he's saying I'm all in or out, meaning I'm all in on the Packers or I'm out, not like I'm going to try and force a trade somewhere else. You know? You want to talk about a gold rush. If the 49ers put a for sale sign out on their quarterback situation, forget it.
Who would you rather have?
Brady or Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you take the younger guy? Wouldn't you?
I don't know. They both look pretty good.
Wouldn't Rodgers play till he's 45?
You would think.
There? But that, you know what? The one thing that the Niners aren't doing is putting a for sale sign out for an insanely expensive quarterback pushing 40. That has just not happened. Or over 40.
Well, you take Brady because you can get him half price.
Maybe you got. You know what Rodgers' price tag is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
And then, by the way, this is just total sports talk radio fodder because you know. as you even said, an overreaction Monday, one of your topics for it was Brock Purdy's done enough to be the week one starter next year.
I actually believe that, I think.
And could you imagine if the San Francisco 49ers win the Super Bowl with a guy who they drafted on a flyer, one would think, at the end of a draft and is on their rookie contract just 1 year in with three more to go? Oof. And not just any rookie contract, like the bottom of the draft barrel. I mean, that's the dream, is to draft a kid and win the Super Bowl within his first contract and first 3 years, so you don't have to. Wow. You're not paying him. You're not paying him. I mean,
all right, Rich, ready?
And so, what a dream! I mean, you want to talk about that dream?
You ready for this?
Come true.
Brock Purdy signed. He's the last pick of the, as we know, the 2022 draft. Got a right nice signing bonus of $19,000.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
By the way, 19 problems, right? I mean, that's Debo's number.
Yeah. His salary this season, he has a base salary of $705,000.
That's insane.
That's like insane.
And they can win the Super Bowl with him, and we're not stuttering when we say that. You and I both know the way he just played against Seattle, and I understand Seattle's defense is not yours in Dallas, TJ. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. There's no Micah Parsons in Seattle.
There's also
there's a Diggs. There's a Diggs in Seattle. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, man.
Big bump next year. He's going to jump up to 870.
Wow. What a dream. So, yeah, that's not happening. They're going to stick with one of their guys. And that, it could be a Purdy Lance depth chart.
Or this kid's just the real deal.
Yeah, it's going to be Purdy.
Or the next Brady.
Well, we'll find out. Being the next Brady would mean to win it. But in the rookie year, your first year, that's Warner stuff. That's Kurt stuff. That's the stuff of Warner. They truly make movies out of that. Brady was just a second-year starter.
Kurt was MVP that year.
I know. If Purdy wins the Super Bowl, do you think he could be the MVP? Well, guess what? Purdy's going to be. How is Purdy not offensive rookie of the year?
How is
Cooper not on that? The
only
minute
five games.
That doesn't matter. Well, I'd vote for him.
I think it does.
Coop was on that.
He was
right away. Hey, Dad, can Brock Purdy win offensive rookie of the year? I think he said that after he won his second game. I'm like, let me look that up. Certainly, I had to leave the room to look it up. Certainly, if I know that Susie's listening, I did not have my phone on me. I left it in the room so I could be present.
Mm. Well, she's listening. So.
And that's true. I'm not saying that just to make it up because I think my wife is listening.
It kind of sounded like that's what
No, I know what you're thinking.
I mean, had I not told you that she texted us, would you have said that?
No.
Okay.
This is pertinent information for a specific member of our audience. But Coop was on it. Coop was on it. Purdy's making $19,000 signing bonus.
$19,000 signing
bonus. And he can win the Super Bowl for him. And that's 1,000% possible.
$19,000
signing bonus. Insane. Thank you to Michael Irvin for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you to Mike Pereira for bearing with me as I placed all of the officiating problems on him. Same way that Mad Dog does that to me when I show up on his radio show every Super Bowl. He blames me.
Richie,
let me blame you for everything I complain about for the NFL. It's your fault.
It's all on you.
You tell Roger to get out of there.
Great spot, Richie. Great spot, Rick Stroud.
Richie from Staten.
Hey, Ricky. Thanks for calling in. Yes. Fantastic.